back in the No Panic Zone. Good to have you here on a Friday. As you've probably heard, the governor extending the stay home or whatever she called it now, stay safe or something like that, through the end of the month of May, May 28th, I suppose. At any rate, it takes out Mother's Day and Memorial Day weekend, if you follow the orders, which more and more Michigan residents are not. The reason being is that a lot of people have questions about her authority to issue such orders because she didn't get approval from the legislature to extend the 28-day initial emergency orders. Joining me now is Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirkey. Mike, welcome back to the program.
Steve, it's been a while since we've talked.
What, are you mad at me?
No, just no, not at all.
I'm just kidding. I'm just pulling your leg on a Friday. But let me ask you this. Obviously, the governor not taking seriously the fact that there are limitations on her power. You guys, the Republicans, decided to file a lawsuit because what other choice do you have? The fact of the matter is we actually have what I would consider a constitutional crisis in Michigan because the governor is taking power that in the clear reading of the statute she doesn't have, and yet you're short of going to court. There's not much you can do about it, is there?
You've got it framed properly, and we waited as long as we could, offering all kinds of options to work together. But this last actions that we took and then she took pretty much sealed the deal that we have to go to the courts and have them resolve this.
So the question that I have quite clearly is her latest round of executive orders, do they have any legitimacy?
Steve, I would consider them dubious at best. And I don't believe that she had the right to do those. And so I believe they were unlawfully done. But I fall short of advising people to break executive orders because there's still, because of the uncertainty, there's still some risk associated with it. And this is kind of risk that we all take every day.
Well, there's risk if you open a restaurant up and somebody comes along and takes your liquor license, man, they'll destroy your business, right? I mean, that's the danger of opening up. So I want to ask you about this six-step plan put forth yesterday. We're in part four or five already. Why would the governor put out a six-step plan that at least the first half has already been taken care of? We're in the improving stages. We reached our peak on the 3rd of April with the most new cases, 1,953. I've been saying it for weeks. We plateaued. We reached the peak. We're on the backside coming down. Why would she put this out unless she had an idea that sometime in the future she might be able to issue another emergency order, say maybe sometime in October just before a November election comes to mind?
I think there's a lot of dangerous things that could occur based on the precedent that she is setting, how she manhandles the executive order and emergency declarations. Why she would introduce a six-step process this late, and ostensibly we're in the fourth or fifth stage or third stage, depending upon where you're at geographically, I don't know. But it's indicative of the inconsistency in communication, but more importantly, it's indicative of not treating the people of Michigan nor the legislature as partners in terms of understanding what decisions are being made and how.
Yeah, it seems that she just wants to run over you, me, everybody. Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirkey here in the No Panic Zone on the Steve Gruber Show. So let me ask you then, where are we? I know these legal maneuvers, they take time. Lawyers tell me there's a process. I hate that part. But there's a process. And so how long until you get into court to say, hey, we are the legislature. We are duly elected. She is violating the law. When do we get there?
We've asked for an accelerated process. We're seeing indications that the Attorney General's office and the governor's office are resisting or not agreeing with that accelerated process, which in and of itself is confusing and disturbing because we need to get this resolved so that we can remove most of the cloud of confusion for the rest of the people in Michigan.
Sure.
So this is just another example of interrupting the process.
I mean, you understand politics. You've been in this for a period of time. I mean, do you find this offensive, irritating, maddening? What? How do you take all of this?
The way I take it is that sometimes we get people in office that have a character that they have a hard time restraining their powers. And, that happens on occasion. That's why we have laws. And that's why we have balance of power and separation of powers.
Yeah. Let me ask you about something else here that really concerns me in the transparency. The suspension of answering Freedom of Information Act requests. Very unusual. seeing that everybody's too busy, obviously not working on getting the unemployment system to work, that they're too busy to answer FOIA requests. Because I'm concerned about, I go back to this contract that became came into the public light from NGP Van, the Great Lakes Community Engagement, the $200,000 contact tracing deal with a Democratic operative firm. And now they're trying to resist any information about how that contract came to be. You have a committee, a joint select committee on the COVID-19 pandemic. What is the action? Will you be looking at that contract?
It'll be probably one of the top five issues we bring up in that select committee, and it will be reviewed in detail. We now need to know who set the contract, who knew about the contract, how that decision was made, et cetera. And right now, you know, our governor just said, well, I'm going to get rid of the contract because it's a nuisance. Well, I believe there's a chance here that it's far bigger than just a nuisance.
Well, I think it's far bigger than that as well, because on April the 1st, a brand new position was created by the governor of Michigan called the Chief Operating Officer. And Tricia Foster is that person. I don't know what that job entails, except that Trish Foster apparently answers only to the governor. And now, if you're the chief operating officer of the state, you would think you would have knowledge of a contract like this, because let's be honest, the emergency command center and emergency command operations, they don't make decisions on contracts. They try to push these people out under the bus is what they did. But those people don't make decisions on $200,000 contracts or selecting those contracts, and they certainly don't sign them, do they?
I know there's a rule or a guideline in terms of the dollar amount and who has to approve them. But this particular one, quite frankly, I don't care if it's $200,000 or $20,000. There's enough of it that smells that is going to require us to get into the detail. And we've resourced our committees up with subpoena power, and so I have full confidence that the team that we've got in place on that committee, and they're very impressive folks, they will get to the bottom of it, and we'll all have full transparency and find out what happened.
Yeah, I mean, telling us that it was a state epidemiologist and an opioid strategy advisor, I mean, I'm sorry, that just doesn't pass the smell test. Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirky here in the No Panic Zone on the Steve Gruber Show. Okay, Mike, so maybe we get into court soon. Maybe we can pull some of this back. But going forward, I don't care if it's a Republican, an independent, an unaffiliated hippie. Whoever gets elected governor should not have the ability to say, well, I cancel this 28-day order and I'll just do another one and another one. I mean, you could do that for years at a time. I mean, that's not the intention, obviously, of the statute. It's not the way it was designed. It was quite the opposite. But we have to change the way these statutes read. Otherwise, we're in trouble for years to come. But how do you get it through? We've got about a minute left. How do you get the laws changed so that they are appropriate and we don't go through this power grab again?
Our first objective is to have the courts help decide that. But if that falls short, then we will be left with no other choice but to pursue a citizen's initiative. And I believe that'll be the next action if we don't settle this in court.
All right. Mike Shirky, greatly appreciate it.
Steve, we do a citizen initiative and get the signatures. The governor is not involved in that final process.
That's right. It's a unique thing to Michigan where the citizens can gather a number of signatures and turn it straight to the legislature. It can become law that way and never pass the governor's desk. If we can get that done in an age of social distancing, I hope we can. Mike Shirky, greatly appreciate it. Don't be a stranger, my friend.
Thank you, Steve.
There you have it. Mike Shirky here on the program. Quick panic zone. We'll be right back.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com and right now save 30%. GruberHealth.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Jim Holcomb, Executive Vice President of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. To say that we are in challenging times is an understatement. Employers and employees are struggling through no fault of their own. But in Michigan, we're tough and we're determined to get through this temporary situation. At the Michigan Chamber, we are working with policymakers at all levels of government to provide the necessary resources for business. We've assembled a coronavirus toolkit at michamber.com. We're providing factual information on unemployment benefits, financial relief resources, and guidance for employers and employees to stay safe. It's clear the business community is leading the way. They're protecting their employees, they're protecting their communities, and they're keeping Michigan economy strong. We'll get through this together. I'm Jim Holcomb from the Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.
Every week at Ellie's Place, peer support groups help hundreds of children and teens learn to cope and begin to heal after the death of a parent, sibling, or someone close to them.
It just made me feel like I wasn't the only one going through this.
1 in 12 children in Michigan will experience the death of a parent or sibling before the age of 18. At Ellie's Place, children interact with peers who've suffered a similar loss and express their emotions in a secure and empowering environment. Learn more at elliesplace.org.